Welcome back to Solid Start, a Monday podcast designed to help get your week off to a solid start by focusing on life from God's perspective. I'm Greg Reed, life coach here at Merrill Brothers, and I have the privilege of hanging out with my co-host, Brian Herzog, marketing genius and guru. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. I wouldn't say all of that.
Okay, well, maybe I've gone a little bit too far.
A little too far. You can talk about my other qualities.
That's great. Right. Spend some more time talking about. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was cold. The cold weather just will not let go. We had a soccer practice and basically just said, yeah, we're done. So we left early and then had to go to a track meet. And froze all day at a track meet. So other than that, it was great.
It was. My Saturday was filled with a parade, a soccer game, and a baseball game, and they were all freezing cold. I think I had my gloves and hood and long underwear. It was a long underwear day for sure, even in April. So, yeah. Hey, we're doing our New Testament in 1 year. As a company, and one of the chapters from the past week was John chapter 4. And as you recall, it's that amazing story of Jesus going through Samaria, and he encounters a woman at a well. And one of the things that caught my attention this time was that it was noon, so the hottest time of the day. But my guess is she came there thinking that nobody else would be there just because of her lifestyle. But then Jesus asked her a very simple question. He says, "Can I have a drink?" And then she's baffled because men and women didn't interact in public, right?
Right.
And they didn't have that kind of interaction. And so, like, why would you ask me for a drink? And then Jesus said, if you knew who you were talking to, you would have asked for living water. And so I thought about what we've been doing these last couple of weeks is this far better life that Paul talks about. And that's really what Jesus, so I had a bottle of water this morning as my visual, saying that water, I just take this for granted. I just grab this. It's so easy to grab this bottle of water. But in the country where the Bible takes place, I mean, it's rocky, it's desert. And so water is a big deal to get clean water. And so Jesus said, I've got something that you won't thirst again because this is so good. It's really a far better life. And so we invited Dustin Smith to join us today. So Dustin, thanks for being a part of our podcast. Say a little bit about what you do at Merrill Brothers. You have a role here that you've been here for a while. So talk about that and then tell us your story of a far better life.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, been with Merrill Brothers just shy of 20 years. And so I started out in the early days.
You must have only been 10 when you got here. Come on.
Apparently. Yeah, I have some more gray hair now than what I had when I started, that's for sure. So, started out in operations, kind of learning the business and how we do what we do. And just over the years, I've taken on some more responsibility. And now I lead our business development team. So most of our estimating across the country for event work. And,
right.
And then several of the other teams kind of roll up through me for leadership. So, yeah, blessed with the opportunity. And, you talk about a far better life. If you would have said 20 years ago, this is what it would have looked like.
I can't imagine. Sure. Yeah. So. I'm sure that seems like that's almost impossible except for what God did.
Yeah.
But exactly. That started early in your life, right? I mean, God's work, he got your attention. I think you said today as a teenager, tell us about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had a rough childhood, parents married and divorced multiple times and moving from school system to school system and different friend groups and making poor choices and being intentional about destroying my life and my mom's life.
Being intentional,
part. Yeah, it was definitely well thought out and executed for destruction. It's definitely on that path and really with the ultimate goal of wanting to go live with my dad. That's what my goal was, and I thought that was the only pathway to get there. And so on that path, making poor choices and, thinking back on it now, like statistically, at that point in my life, the odds of success, the odds of a far better life were pretty slim at that point, really. Like
living water wasn't really a part of your plan at that point,
exactly.
Was it?
Yeah, exactly right. And so, but in my junior year of school, of high school, met Katie, who now is my wife. We've been married for 15 years. But back you know, junior year of high school, met Katie, and then that summer was invited to go to the Awakening, which is, for those of you who know anything about the Way or the Banquet, mm-hmm. the Great Banquet, this is the teenage version of that. So exactly.
So it's like a weekend retreat that you just get away and hear about things that you probably hadn't really ever even been exposed to.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's an offsite 3 days where it's really just you and the group that's going through that weekend. And it's just a time to for God to pour into you. And and at that point, I had been to church a handful of times, kind of knew a little bit about God, but not really, didn't really know God, right? And never accepted him and never, it never became personal in my life until that weekend. And that weekend honestly changed my life. So accepted Christ and really wow. made a commitment to say, like, I'm going to follow Jesus the rest of my life. And that was really the beginning of a far better life.
Yeah.
And at that point in time, you didn't realize the significance of that decision and how that one decision would affect everything I would do.
Yeah, that's
for
right.
the rest of my life. Yeah, So
drinking living water really changes everything, doesn't it? It's that far better life that Jesus promises us.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't a, like, miraculous, like from that point, life was perfect.
Yeah.
That, you know, it was a really the beginning of a Spirit-led life. So it were every decision, every major decision in my life, praying about it before we would make it and really feeling led to go that direction. You know, mm-hmm. if you think about the roadmap of your life, there's lots of opportunities to turn left or turn right,
yeah.
you know, to make this decision or that decision, and which way do you go? And it really has been the Lord just leading those decisions. And so fast forward to today, you know, a family of, we have 3 kids, our daughter's 10 and twin boys that are 6. And Katie and I have been married for 15 years and been blessed to have a wonderful career at Merrill Brothers and at, you know, in leadership at Crossroads Church. And just, again, looking back from where it started, you know, you wouldn't think that the kid that was making those poor choices would have a far better life.
Yeah.
This is what it would look like today. Yeah. So, yeah, just been blessed beyond anything I deserve, for sure.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for sharing that story. And each week here in April, we've been looking at people who have experienced that, who are part of our Merrill Brothers family and have experienced that far better life. So we're so excited that we get to be a part of what you're doing here at Merrill
Absolutely.
Brothers. And
yeah.
it's been a great adventure. So thank you so much. So, Brian, this morning we had an opportunity to pray for some events in the U.S. and what's going on with Merrill Brothers around the country. There's lots of movement. Projects and equipment are moving across the country. I mean, it's just remarkable to know what's happening. And then yeah. I just felt like I wanted us to get beyond just the United States and beyond the Merrill Brothers kingdom to pray about some other aspects of God's kingdom work, in particular, what's happening in Israel and in Ukraine.
Yeah, I would definitely want to lift those up in Ukraine. I've been there a couple times, and
right.
We did dad camps in Ukraine, and
yes.
a lot of the men that were at our dad camps have been fighting on the front lines.
Oh,
their
really?
Families
oh,
are
my.
Just...
I can't imagine.
Dispersed, you know, have been driven out of the country, their homes, the places where we did dad camp are destroyed, mm-hmm. and I definitely want to lift them up in prayer this morning. So let's pray.
Yeah, thanks for doing that.
Father, we just pause and give you thanks. We never want to forget to give you all the praise and glory, even the low times. And right now for our just the world. There it's a low time with the wars and things that are going on, the trouble that's going even on in Haiti, God, the issues there. God, in Ukraine and Russia, we've kind of forgotten about that war, but it's still happening, and their lives are being lost. Families are being destroyed. And God, I just pray for both sides. I pray for Russia, God, just and I pray for Ukraine and all the folks that are involved in this war. I pray, God, that the conflict would just come to an end, that you would just allow peace to spread throughout that land, and that those two sides would learn what love looks like, true love, the love that you offer. God, and I just pray, just for peace. And I pray for those in Israel. I pray for that conflict. I pray, God, that you would intervene, that your love would just shower all of those involved.
Eternal God, apart from your supernatural work, we would be totally incapable of functioning in a way that would bring you honor and glory. And so we know that apart from you, we really can do nothing. And so thank you for the abundance of work that you provided for this company and all the moving parts that are happening all across this country, literally from California to Maine to Houston to Florida. It's everywhere. And so we just pray for all the people that are going to be traveling, people that are going to be driving trucks, people are hauling equipment, the work that's being done in new locations. Thank you that you provided all of that. And we just want to continue to bring honor and glory to you because we know that you're the source and that you're provider of all good gifts. Mm-hmm. So we just give you thanks for the privilege of praying for this company that you are involved in a remarkable way. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we want to thank Dustin for coming on this morning.
Yes, that was great. It's just to hear the story about how God brought him out of chaos into where he is today and providing leadership for this entire company.
And I would say if there's anybody in, you know, listening that would love to share their story, let us know.
Yes, that would be great. Share. We could do that by way of video. I don't know how we would do it, but we'll find a way. We'll find a way.
I'm the marketing
guru. You are the marketing guru and genius, by the way. Yes. Hey, if there's some way we can be praying for you, let us know that. You can go to merrillbros.com, click the prayer tab at the top of the page. And as always, thank you for listening to Solid Start, a podcast focusing on life from God's perspective. Have a fabulous day.